This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Morena e hoa mā, ko Michael tēnei, and here we are, Friday morning again. I've been off for a couple of Fridays because I've had a bad cold, still got a bit of a cough, just a moment, but not doing too badly. All right, a few things that are happening in the region, but one thing I want to point out, I just got a council advisory about the spring swing bridge. You know, the bridge that goes from QE2 Park over to the Deer Park and the sports grounds. There's going to be a closure for a while they kind of fix it up, revamp it big time. And this is something that will affect all of us, not just the revamp, but the closure. We cycle over there a couple of times a week because we've got this long cycle track and it goes beside the river and over the swing bridge. And I must say, as I get older, it gets a little bit scarier cycling along the swing bridge. It's all right when you get up a bit of speed, but when you're first going, and apparently they're going to do a lot of work on it. This is the first time in 87 years that they're going to do a big refurbishment, and everything from the anchor blocks to the balustrades, and that starts next month. So from the 3rd of August until around mid-November, it's going to be closed. The nearest alternative crossing of the river is the State Highway 2 bridge on Opaki Road by the Northern Roundabout, about 200 metres upstream, accessible via the recreation trail. So the work's essential, they say. Kane Jackery said this: we replaced the decking of the bridge about 5 years ago and we'll be reusing this on the bridge, but we now need to look at all aspects of maintenance for different parts of the structure, he said. We appreciate the bridge is used and enjoyed by a lot of people, I can attest to that, but for much of the work it is simply not practical or safe to maintain access. We apologise for the inconvenience, but it'll be worth it when the bridge opens. Well, they don't need to apologise. When you're fixing stuff up that people use a lot, good on you. That's great. It'll start with an excavation around the build anchor blocks that hold the main bridge cables in place to allow full inspection of those cables. This will be done one end at a time around the, there will be warnings out there about getting too close, so keep away. Do what it says. It may appear, it says, that work is not happening on one side of the river. It just means it's proceeding on the other side, so you're still closed. You can't get on it. Work will see the deck hardware replaced and the towers water blasted and repainted, and other stuff too. It'll be carried out. Oh, you don't need to know who's doing it. Bit of an 87th birthday present. The design, because there's a bit of a design going on there, incorporates new steel componentry to give it an aged look, to tie in with the structure's maturity. They're going to make it deliberately look old. That's all right too. So it's going to develop that little rust patina you get, which counterintuitively that rust patina actually protects from further corrosion. So when they've finished, it'll be structurally sound while still maintaining the look of a beautiful old bridge. They'll be reducing the deck weight considerably, the whole weight of it, and correcting the shape, giving it less wiggle so it performs like a brand new bridge. Well, that'll suit me because, as I say, on the bike I go, whoa, and then I get the hang of it and I'm fine. It's still a bit freaky, because of the way when you get to the middle bit, that's where the suspension cables are least in evidence. And you look over the side and you go, keep straight, Michael. Anyway, so I thought, let's have a song featuring a bridge. And I think one of the great songs about bridges is Ode to Billy Joe.
June, another the sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
I think that's an amazing song, don't you? It is so dark. The way it tells its story interwoven into just people sitting around the dinner table and nothing is told directly, but you get the dark and, yeah, very, very well-written song that. Love it. That's not going to happen on the British that we're talking about, though. All right, a few other things that are happening. Well, there's lots of midwinter kind of faux Christmas stuff happening in Greytown, lots of stuff. So look it up or just turn up because many, many different things happening. One thing that I particularly want to mention is the Life Flight Christmas Spirit Quiz. which is at the Offering, that cafe on Main Street in Greytown, on Friday. Hey, that's today, isn't it? Yeah. Is it the 24th? Yeah, it is. So that's 6 till 9 at the Offering. It's a special fun night, community quizzing in the spirit of giving it Christmas kind of thing. It's an annual thing, and it helps support a crucial, urgent medical care service, the Life Flight, essential given how remote many of our communities are. Yep. Life Flight is dear to the Offering as it saved their son's life many times over. I didn't know that. So come and enjoy a night full of laughs, head scratching, and community spirit to raise money for a wonderful cause. Doors will be open at 6, so you can enjoy a delicious meal and a few drinks before the Quizmaster Extraordinaire, that's Coggy, of course, kicks things off at 7. Teams are made up of 4 people, so pick your 3 most intelligent or not mates. Bring gold coins to purchase answers and things. You know, they've got little things where you go, oh, I'll buy an answer, or I'll buy a bonus thingamy. I don't know. You just do what Coggy says. So it's good to have a few coins with you. Dress up in your finest cowboy outfit, it says. There'll be prizes for the best dressed. Teams of 4 people only. Ticket price is $80 plus, you know, those little bits and pieces that you pay during the night for 1 team of 4, and all ticket proceeds go to Life Flight. Now, also tonight, if you're not going to that, Raybon Kahn, you know the comedian Raybon Kahn, doing his show Pumping Irony. He gets oiled up, tightens his grip, flexes his pecs, and engorges every vein in his all-new comedy show. This is tonight at Studio 73. Main Street, Greytown, 7 o'clock. It's also on Saturday at 7 o'clock. So you go to the quiz night and then go to Raybon Kahn the next night. No pain, no gain, says Raybon. Sacred or profane, I'll say it from the start because he's got a whole kind of rhythm thing going. No pain, no gain, sacred or profane, aroused or mundane, up and down memory lane, Tarzan or Jane, this show takes on the weight of the world and turns dumbbells into smart bells. And with it being midwinter Christmas, maybe even jingle bells. So speaking of this, one of the most interesting interpretations of the Jingle Bells song. This is Henry Rollins with William Shatner.
Okay, you guys, he's here. Okay, come on, band, go, go,
dashing
go, go, go,
through
go.
The snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
We're going now, we're going
fields
now.
We go. Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride, say, a sleigh talk today. Bells we go, laughing all the way. Bells of bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. You gotta do a drifted bank, and then we got upset. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight, singing this sleighing song. Get a bobtail babe, 240 as a speed. Hitch him to an open sleigh, crank, you take the lead.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Amazing. William Shatner and Henry Rollins, Jingle Bells, punk version. What a life William Shatner's led. I mean, one thing to have done all those Star Trek programs, which he did with a kind of camp sense of humor. And then he did that that lawyer series, which was really good. He's been in space and he does songs, punk Jingle Bells. Great. All right, what else is happening? There's the Rat Pack and Marilyn Vegas Legends happening at Carterton Events Centre this coming Tuesday, 11 till 12:45. This is one of those opportunity things. You know, they do it in the daytime. I think they put on a bit of a morning tea and, you know, really, really good singers and people. By people, I mean musicians. Doing interesting thematic or genre specific shows. In this case, step back in time to the golden age of glamour, charm and smooth sophistication as they pay tribute to the unforgettable. You familiar with them? Yeah. Icons of the Rat Pack era. Rat Pack was, you know, Sammy Davis Jr., Martin, Frank Sinatra. Yeah. And they're chucking Marilyn in there. She could sing. She was good. So timeless hits made famous by those people. Frank Sinatra, as I said, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., as well as the dazzling allure of Marilyn Monroe. Well, they talk about her allure. She was actually talented too. I'm going to click in. Excuse me. I'm back. So their sensational trio, outstanding vocalists, that's Bonnie, Russ and Matt, bring the wit, warmth and charisma of the Rat to life, capturing the essence of Vegas cool and classic crooner charm, all backed by a sizzling live band that delivers every note with flair. Adding a touch of elegance and star power is audience favourite Leanne Howell, whose captivating voice and stage presence honour the great women of the era, from Ella Fitzgerald and Peggy Lee to Judy Garland and, of course, the iconic Marilyn Monroe. So she's running the gamut of some wonderful artists of the time. Expect swinging standards, velvet ballads and show-stopping numbers that blend nostalgia with dazzling live performance. This is part of their New Zealand tour, but remember they're at the Carterton Events Centre on Tuesday, I think I said, didn't I? I just go back a page to check that. Yep, Tuesday, doors open at 7 o'clock. What? No! The concert starts at 11 in the morning. It's seating. You don't have to stand or mosh pit or anything. Doors open at 10. Complimentary morning tea included. Isn't that great? You can book through opportunity.co.nz or just maybe phone the Carterton Event Centre. Still on the musical bent, the pianist Michael Andres is playing at the Featherston Anzac Hall, which, you know, Bell Street, Featherston, on Saturday the 25th. That's tomorrow, 4, and Sunday at 2:30. He's a top European concert pianist. So, Wairarapa, classical music enthusiasts, been going, giving a warm reception to the Mulled Wine concert series. You know, there's been a few of those presented by Mary Gow. The series has so far covered concerts ranging from formal piano recitals, harp and flute duos, to a full on big band jazz session. So now, as I've said, Michael Endres. Let's tell you a bit about him. He's a German pianist, and international critics have described him as one of the most interesting pianists recording today. He's released 35 CDs during his career, and his extensive prize-winning discography includes the prestigious Diapason d'Or, which he was recently awarded for the third time, and the Choc de Musique, which he has won twice. He has appeared at major festivals, concert halls, all over the world, now Featherstone, mate. A prominent academic musician, Andres has a distinguished teaching career in Germany, Norway, and New Zealand before he decided to concentrate on performance and recording. So, that's all so exciting, you've forgotten when it is, isn't it? It's on Saturday at the Anzac Hall at 4 o'clock and Sunday at 2:30. So that sounds really exciting. Slightly different. There's a murder and mystery returning to Studio 73 as part of Greytown's Festival of Christmas, mentioned before and sung about by William Shatner. There will be murder and mystery at Greytown Little Theatre in July when Radio STU 73 New York returns with a Sherlock Holmes. It's difficult, you see. It's a New York radio station, pretend, but it's Sherlock Holmes. So one doesn't know how to talk like that or talk like that. I don't know. So anyway, it's adapted from the story A Scandal in Bahia. And then they're going to do Agatha Christie's Butter in a Lordly Dish. So join the studio live audience. So this is a radio play. They stand up at the microphones and use their skill, their voices, and people on a desk doing sound effects and things to really take you into another world. It's in a kind of, well, the Agatha Christie one is in the Hercule Poirot-inspired radio mysteries that have been part of their Festival of Christmas, like last year and things. This year they're back, as I say, Studio 73 for a cabaret-style show for evening performances. BYO, if you wish. That's Bring Your Own Nibbles. Please note, the matinee will be theatre-style seating. No, all right. Bring Your Own Nibbles, but not Bring Your Own Wine. I think that's the deal. They've already had a performance last night, but they, I'm telling you about next week's one at Wednesday, 7:30 to 9 o'clock at Studio 73 in Greytown. So that's a murder mystery. So I thought maybe we should have a murder-related song. Look, I'm frankly not into murder. Because I think there's way too much of it in our entertainment world. But this is just silly stuff. This is, you know, Sherlock Holmes and things. So I'm going to play Murder on the Dance Floor, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Off you go, Sophie. It's weird. I've got it queued up. It seems it's playing, but it's not happening. So I'll get it on my phone, shall I? It'll be there. Because why not? It'll just take a little longer while I faff about. So here it is, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. So, pretty much it from me. Lots to do, eh? So go out and do it. Or just hunker down, you know, because winter really gets to you, doesn't it? And I've had a bit of a rough time, and I'm looking forward to being warm. But we're going to go and see a French film tomorrow night. Maybe have some dinner out. As I emerge from the cocoon of my cold, as I purge the virus from my being. So that's me. I hope you have a good time. See ya.